Christmas morning is just 6 days away, when many children and their families will gather to see what Santa brought them this year. Will it be an iPod, an amazing Amanda doll, or one of the year's hot items, Microsoft's Xbox 360, a console that plays video games? Well, to the delight of the Grinch, but to the chagrin of parents across the country, the Xbox 360 is in short supply. If you have questions about the Xbox 360, besides where to buy it, give us a call. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Also like to hear from those of you trying to find some other toy you can't find. Joining us now is David Riley, Senior Marketing Manager for the market research firm NPD. He's on the line with us from his office in New York. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
First, Video Games 101. What's an Xbox 360?
An Xbox 360 is the second generation home video game console from Microsoft, the first generation being the Xbox that was released back in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the second generation.
So presumably the first one was not Xbox 359.
No.
Okay.
It was just Xbox.
All right. Is it really in short supply?
It is, yes, unfortunately. There's no telling exactly how many units were set to be shipped in the U.S., but when all was said and done, there were about 326,000 units sold in November, which was the launch month in the United States alone, and they're having trouble meeting demand right now.
Having trouble, or is this a marketing ploy to drive up demand?
You know, I've heard that, and there's absolutely no truth to that. You know, it doesn't make any sense for any company looking to build revenue to create a demand, especially around the holiday season. You know, with the competitive products, the Sony PlayStation 3 and the Nintendo Revolution coming out sometime early to mid next year, 06, it just wouldn't be.
They'd be looking to cash in while the cash in was good, in other words.
That's correct. You know, there's no telling how the other two products will do, but given the fact that Microsoft is the first to come out with this platform around the holiday season, it, you know, just, you know, makes sense to have as many products in the channel as possible.
Did you buy one by any chance?
I most certainly did.
And how did you find it easy to get one?
I had to give it to my nephews for Christmas.
I see.
It wasn't easy to get one. I had pre-ordered one through a local retailer in New York City, and luckily was there the day of the launch and grabbed one. But only one, and I've had trouble finding another one.
Hmm. And so, if you've got three nephews, you had to find three.
Greatest uncle in the world. Greatest uncle in the world.
If people were looking for an alternative, is there one for the child who's hoping for an Xbox?
Hoping for an Xbox 360?
Yeah, no, is there an alternative?
Well, you know, it's funny. There are plenty of alternatives for parents. Parents who aren't close to this industry, don't really understand it, may think that, you know, I may not be able to get a 360, but I can pick up an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
However, the child or recipient of that gift will certainly know it's not a 360. So there's no quick fix. I think patience is a virtue in this case. And, you know, there are alternatives. You can pick up an older system, a PlayStation 2, GameCube, or an Xbox, or, you know, one of the new portable units like the PlayStation Portable or the Nintendo DS.
I understand eBay's been doing a pretty good business.
Oh, yes. I've been on their
Xbox 360s.
Amazing.
Yeah. How much are they going for?
Around the release date of the 360, I saw them as high as $2,500.
Woo!
But that's for different bundles. You know, mm-hmm. There are retailers like
all the bells and whistles. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then you have the core system, which is basically just the hardware itself that retails for $299. And then you have the premium bundle, which has more accessories and things like that, along with the unit, and that was $399.
Hmm.
And then you had specialty retailer bundles that were going for upwards of $2,500 on eBay, and that included a series of software titles, you know, multiple controllers, the network adapter, things like that.
Let's get a caller on the line. Now, this is Whitney. Whitney's calling us from Buffalo, New York.
Hi. I was wondering if you knew anything about the Fly Pen Top Computer. It's a pen that if you draw on special paper...
Leapfrog, right.
Yeah, like if you draw a calculator, it would you can use the calculator. If you draw a keyboard, you can use it. And my daughter really wants one, but I'm not sure if it's all hype or if it's really actually pretty cool.
Believe it or not, it's actually pretty cool. I spent some time with it at one of the local toy conferences in New York City, and you know, using is believing. It works very well. It does use a proprietary paper that you have to buy, but it's a great product. It's a great learning tool. I believe it's a $100 price point.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
It is, but...
on the other hand, it's on the shelf, Whitney.
Well, that's true.
but, it, you know, it's a good product. It has several different software titles that you can buy with it or for it.
Right.
And, you know, it's reliable. It does work.
Whitney, good luck.
Great. Thanks for the info.
Bye-bye. David Riley, thanks very much for joining us today.
No problem.
And glad you found those Xbox 360s for your nephews.
I just need to find another.
One more. David Riley, Senior Marketing Manager for market research firm NPD, and he joined us from his office in New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And fortunately, the Xbox 360 is not on every child's Christmas list this year. To get an idea of what other toys are selling well this holiday season, we go to Jacksonville, Florida, and Cassandra Smith, the assistant manager of the KB Toys store there. Welcome. Thanks for taking the time. I suspect it's a busy day for you.
Yes, it is, sir.
What are your best sellers down there?
There's a lot of different things. Like, we had Tumble Time Tigger, the ChatNow Communicators, anything by V-Smile, the Pockets, the TVs. We had Moon Shoes. These kids' MP3 players called Juice Boxes. There's Iz, Brat, Dora. There was another plug-in game called Dream Life. Thomas the Tank Engine, the Lewis Pet Shops.
But these are still on the store shelves. I mean, they're not flying off like the Xbox 360.
Actually, some of them have.
Really?
We've been sold out of Moon Shoes now for about a week and a half. We sold out of we sold through like 150 Juice Boxes, and we just got more in. The V-Smile TVs, the system that you plug into the TV, we've been sold out of.
Mm-hmm.
The V-Smile Pocket, we've now sold out of. ChatNow Communicators, we've been sold out of.
Wow.
Time Tickers, we're selling out of. This is going to be like one of the biggest weeks to try to find what you're looking for.
Let's get a caller on the line. This is Amber. Amber calling us from Stockton, California.
Hi. Yes, I'm looking for a low-tech kind of toy myself. I'm looking for Lego Vikings. My Toys R Us here in Stockton has been sold out of them for weeks, and every time I go in, I can't seem to find them.
Cassandra Smith, any help here?
Honestly, no. The most you can do is go to smaller retailers like KB Toys or, you know, your just local run-of-the-mill toy store and ask to put your name down on a list. Fill out an interest card. Just put your name down and... you know, ask them to give you a call when you get the item in. And if you always need to, you can always give a gift card, and then that way the child can go in and get what they want themselves.
Hmm.
Well, if it were for a child, that would be great. Actually, for my boyfriend.
Well, I mean, even then it would work, because he might actually find something better that he likes.
Your boyfriend might also understand a sudden conversion to Russian Orthodox. You can wait a few weeks.
That would be good. That would
all right.
Be good.
Amber,
thanks
very much for the call. Good luck. And Cassandra Smith, on the other hand, is there one item that you've gotten a lot of there at KB Toys that's just sitting there on the shelf and not moving?
Honestly?
Yeah.
At this point in time, everything's pretty much selling. I mean, a lot of what we're still seeing that's still here is Barbies. A couple of years ago, you couldn't keep Barbies on the shelves, and now it's moved on to Bratz or My Scene dolls or anything else like that. There's certain dolls that are selling, but a lot of it's just sitting there.
Hmm, interesting. Well, good luck to you, Cassandra Smith, and have a good week.
You too.
Cassandra Smith is the assistant manager of KB Toys in Jacksonville, Florida. She joined us from the store down there where they are very, very busy. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.